Welcome to this week's Wikipedia Wanderers, where we're talking peak Premier League, Leeds United.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Wikipedia Wanderers. And Josh, your thoughts on Leeds United currently?
Quite like them.
Currently.
Currently, don't want to see them drop out of the league.
Okay.
Previously, enjoyed their youthful, exciting football under. In this period, I was always kind of wanting them to return to Premier League after they spent, well, 16 seasons out of it from a period we're discussing to now. And a bit of an enigma because, you know, won the last Division One before the Premier League started, joined the Premier League, won the Charity Shield, thinking, oh, hello, finished 17th.
Yeah, didn't go brilliantly for them in 92. But they were. I've always, being a United fan, I've always had a bit of a...
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a different opinion I'm going to get.
Yeah,
here,
I don't hate them. They've just... I think the rivalry sort of died. Like, when they were out of the Premier League for so long, I think it was so hard to keep going. And then it was one of those where the game meant so much more to them. It's a geographical rivalry. And I think when you're not playing each other all the time in the league, it then becomes a much bigger derby for the underdog, right? Can you remember the FA Cup game where Jermaine Beckford scored two goals at Old Trafford, I think it was, for
Jermaine
Leeds.
Jermaine Beckford, Louis my goodness, yeah.
Was it Louis van Gaal, the manager at that time? I can't remember. Louis van Gaal oversaw two pretty catastrophic cup losses. One was MK Dons, and I think the other one was Leeds. It might have been David Moyes, but yeah, and that was a game you could tell when they played it. Leeds were so up for that game from maybe League One at the time, maybe not even been Championship, but... yeah, Leeds, back in the day, Leeds were great, especially this era that we're going to talk about. It was good fun to watch them.
Yeah, so obviously, joined the Premier League under Howard Wilkinson, seemingly took them as far as they can. They appointed George Graham in 95-96, but just had been banned from football for a year for, you know, kind of taking bribes, I think, or undue payment from an agent.
What, George Graham? Or Leeds
George
as
Graham
a whole?
No, George Graham had, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And so George Graham then takes hold of them for three seasons, and then, don't see it too often now, a club comes calling and he gets poached. So he gets Spurs, sacking Christian Gross.
Yeah.
And look to appoint former Arsenal manager, former manager who's been disgraced with the ban for a year, and current Leeds manager, George Graham. I don't know, it feels a bit...
Nowadays, that wouldn't happen, right? If you wouldn't get an ex-Arsenal manager who's been done for bribery being appointed as Spurs manager.
Yeah, I feel there's a lot more focus on Spurs manager appointments now. Maybe just the world of the social media, there's a lot more people you can talk to about it from across the globe. But yeah, it feels like there's a lot of heat on Spurs manager appointments. That would go down pretty badly.
Yeah, well, at least it's not an ex-Chelsea manager, right?
Yeah, true. That'd be a nice change of pace. But George Graham's assistant at the time was David O'Leary. And he, so Leeds are looking to appoint Martin O'Neill, actually who they're wanting to appointment. Leicester go, nah, you're not having him. And so he stays. So then David O'Leary comes in. And this is his first job, pretty sure. David O'Leary, I haven't thought about David O'Leary much over the past few years. So David O'Leary, yeah, Arsenal through and through in terms of playing career, had one final, or a couple of seasons at the end of his playing career of Leeds where he made just 10 appearances, but 558 for Arsenal as centre back. Yeah, managed Leeds, first job, 4 years.
When
managed Aston Villa, then managed Al Ahly.
Yeah, it goes downhill pretty quickly because he actually has 4 years off between Aston Villa and Al Ahly as well. But I was just, he had retired in 95 from playing at Leeds and a year later got appointed as assistant manager. Again, do you see that much? Anymore. Players normally take a little bit longer out of the game before coming in assistant.
I think I think now you see it with the amount of money that's available, and that they have something to fall back on in that era. They're probably thinking, I need a job because I need to pay the bills. Whereas footballer retires and you go, well, you know, what are you going to do? They've probably got used to a way of life. If they want to keep that way of life going, they might need to find a job, but there's definitely a bank balance to kind of keep them tidy for a little while.
That is true.
He actually tore his Achilles at Leeds, which is why he did not produce as many appearances. But yeah, memories of David O'Leary up front, what we got?
really odd shaped nose. You weren't expecting that, were you?
No. No, I thought maybe his managerial style, his interviewing style. No, it's his nose. Okay.
He had a face that had been looked like it had been hit by a pan. It was quite flat, and his nose went quite up as if it had been hit. Maybe an old football career injury, actually, thinking about it now.
Just thinking, George Graham obviously would have been his manager at Arsenal for a period. Helps him get the assistant job.
Yeah.
Part of the lead setup. So it's kind of a, you do see those assistant appointments where it's kind of pandering to clubs or, you know, familiar faces. Did you realise he had a computer game?
Not until I read his page.
So same thing, you've never played it. What was the game, Dave?
O'Leary Manager 2000. It's called, or unless you're in France, where it was Guy Roux Manager 2000, or if you're in Holland and it was Co Andelinese Football Manager. I can't remember how you pronounce that name, but the Dutch, famous Dutch manager. But yeah, no, didn't know this, Josh. A fully licensed management game on the Game Boy Color that David O'Leary was the lead name of. Came out in year 2000. It coincided with his Leeds team getting into the Champions League, which we'll talk about in a sec. But yeah, amazing. And an unfortunate bug in the game allows the players to gain a huge sum of money, around 70 million, if the club goes into a certain amount of debt, which pretty much negated the need for financial planning.
Irony!
That is total irony, yeah.
Wow, that's what David O'Leary was at the helm of Peter Ristow. They probably helped format structure of a game. Yeah, if you just spend too much, doesn't matter, does it? No, you get loans in. Yeah, you just get loans to pay for that. Yeah. And you know, we're just gonna get Champions League football next year, it's gonna pay for it. Okay, cool. So let's join Leeds in the 98. That was on Game Boy Colour, by the way, just in case anyone wants to know.
If anyone wants it, yeah. Game Boy Colour, O'Leary Manager 2000, yeah.
So we join with Leeds, 98-99 season, just finished fifth in the previous season with Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, top scorer. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank still there, signed from, I want to say, Atletico Madrid, he was signed for Leeds.
Ooh, yeah. That was here's a question. Was Chelsea after Leeds or before Leeds?
Oh, yeah, definitely after Leeds.
After, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so we go... Jupiter Hasbank, Telstar, AZ Alkmaar, Nolandia, oh my goodness, Campo Paranaense, Boa Vista, oh, Leeds, then Atletico, sorry, it was Leeds to Atletico Madrid, then to Chelsea. Then there's three clubs after Chelsea, Dave, just quickly, what you got?
What, can I have a, what leagues? Premier League?
All in the English League.
All in the English League. I'm going to say...
All have played Premier League.
Oh, okay.
Are currently playing Premier League.
I was going to say Burton Albion, but I think he was their manager for a time. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, were in the Premier League? Not Blackburn?
No.
Where did he play?
Yeah, I mean, no memory of this. I thought this wouldn't be a difficult one. And bonus points if you know what his current job is, because this blew my mind when I saw a photo of him the other day.
Oh, my God. Oh. Middlesbrough. Sorry, picturing him with the collar up.
Middlesbrough, yeah. Chelsea straight to Middlesbrough, yeah.
I can't think of the others.
So he'd have been partnering Mark Viduka, a Leeds player we'll talk about. A bit of a legend. Love a bit of Mark Viduka. Then he went on to Charlton Athletic. Then went on to Cardiff City. And his current job, Dave?
No idea.
England assistant manager.
What?
He's part of Southgate setup.
What?
Yeah. I saw him on the bench. I saw a photo of him wearing England outfit. I was like, what's he doing that for?
Oh, bit weird. Appointed this year.
Yeah. Imagine that would, again, Southgate would have managed him at Middlesbrough, I thought.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. But so this first team squad, so David O'Leary doesn't really get many new recruits in. We have players in that season. We have Danny Granville from Chelsea, Nuno Santos, David Batty and Eric Bakker. But Eric Bakker joins at the end of the season, so doesn't actually appear that season. So we have, you know, we're talking players. We've got your Nigel Martins. Paul Robinson is just coming in as a youngster. Ian Hart, Lucas Radebe, Jonathan Woodgate. Alfie Haaland, for those who don't realise that Erling Haaland's got a dad. He played football for Leeds and Man City. Lee Bowyer's there, and David Batty, Clive Wynard, the Surinamese forward, join that season? No? Yes?
I've got a memory, but I can't remember him doing anything.
No. Now, for someone who is Surinamese and played for Leeds, as well as Preston, Oldham, Ajax, I feel like his page is missing international stats because it's got none, and I can't think that a player at that level, unless they didn't have a team, wouldn't have played for the national team. But, yeah. So they've got a Lee Sharp, young Lee Sharp, actually left during that season, who I think was massively overrated.
No, hang on. But, yeah. No. Old Lee Sharp.
Yeah, I just wanted to, it was a Soccer AM joke, young Lee Sharp.
Oh, no. Yeah. Straight over my head, no.
Okay. But we also have Harry Kuehl, Alan Smith there. So it's definitely that format of, you know, those kind of players we know and maybe loved. But fourth place in those years was not a Champions League spot. That was a UEFA Cup spot, so they qualified for the UEFA Cup. So 1999-2000, we have David O'Leary still in. We bring in Darren Huckabee. Michael Bridges comes through. Michael Dubry, Danny Mills, Jason Wilcox, Eric Backer is playing. But we lose Jimmy Floyd-Hasbank. He goes out.
Would
you think...
A quick question. Would this have been Darren Huckabee after ripping it out for Coventry very early on in his career? Coventry, Norwich, Leeds? Is that what Darren Huckabee did? Or was it Coventry, Leeds, Norwich?
So it would have been Coventry, Leeds, Man City, Norwich.
Oh my God, I forgot he played for Man City.
Yeah. So starts off at Lincoln, transfers to Newcastle, age 19. Coventry for a few seasons, Leeds for a season. Man City go, yes please. A couple of loans at the end, Forest and Norwich. Lots of appearances for Norwich. And then finishes up with San Jose Earthquakes. And one England B cap.
Yeah. Obviously.
Now part of the coaching setup at Norwich, the academy. So a better season this year, because in part the European adventure that they go on. So we have UEFA Cup. It ends up being the semi-finals. So in the league, going great guns, and they finish third, which does make sure they qualify for the Champions League. And the UEFA Cup, so they get past Partizan Belgrade in the first round, Lokomotiv Moscow in the second. Spartak Moscow in the third, really hitting up the Eastern Europe there. Roma, who we got? They beat Rome 1-0 at home. Two red cards for Roma in the last minute. That's funny, huh? Oh. Zago and Vincent Candela.
Yeah, Vincent Candela is a name I definitely recognise. Harry Kuehl scored in the 67th. 90th minute red card for Zago, 91st minute red card for Candela. Or Candela.
Yeah, and then quarterfinals, we have Slavia Prague, big home win, away loss, goes to semi-finals. Semi-final, a loss away at Galatasaray and draw at home to Galatasaray. My memory is that is overshadowed by
a stabbing.
The rioting beforehand in Galatasaray. Yeah, two fans lost their lives, I think,
from
stabbing. So that really overshadowed that. But overall that season, that's kind of, you know, Dave O'Leary's going, yeah, doing a good job here. I've lost my star striker, the top scorer past two seasons. Who would have been top scorer this season? Is Michael Bridges banging the goals in? Do we have that? Okay, goals. Michael Bridges comes in and gets 19 goals in 32 league appearances. My eye was drawn to the right-hand side going, oh, is that goals? No, that's discipline. Who got 19? Lee Bowyer gets 19 yellow cards in 46 appearances.
Yeah. That's...
Unsurprising?
No, I guess it's not unsurprising. I guess knowing Lee Bowyer, what he did in his career, he did like a yellow card.
Had a little fight with Kieran Dyer, didn't he?
He did have a fight with Kieran Dyer. That was a day we came back off holiday. We're at our mate's house, Normie.
Yeah.
Watching it on Match of the Day. I remember that. Yeah, we all went to his house when we landed. Interestingly, though, Lee Bowyer picked up 19 yellow cards but no reds. So at this point, he knew when to toe the line.
Michael Bridges, what we got here? What's his career? We've got Charlton, was it, at some point? Derek Charlton? No, it wasn't. Sunderland. Sorry.
Yeah, Sunderland.
Yeah. It really does peter out, doesn't it? Had a very early peak. So after Leeds, wow. Carlisle, Newcastle Jets, Lambton Jaffers.
He did a big stint in Australia, didn't he? Michael Bridges.
Yeah, so he's had a Sydney FC loan in 07-08. He has Newcastle Jets 5 years. He must have been there, what's it called, like their marquee signing of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah. Designated player. That's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah. He did go on to play for, you know, so he liked the northeast where he's from, I think, yeah. So he loaned for Newcastle. Some, I find that in the northeast. I think some, there's a, similar to Italy, there's a kind of acceptance of playing for multiple northeast clubs.
Yeah, Newcastle, Middlesbrough, Sunderland always have a few. Is it just because they're the biggest clubs up there, right? And
yeah, and people like to live in the area, yeah. And therefore they're happily going to have to, you know, take what they can get. Okay, so we have 99-2000 that, you know, semi-finals for UEFA Cup and qualify for the Champions League. So 2000-2001 is where you got your money rolling in. You can bank that, and you can obviously then overspend as well. So this time we have Rio Ferdinand joining. He joins from West Ham. I want to say 18 million off the top of my head.
What, yeah, so just before that, to put this into context, you know that you said at the end of last season they signed Olivier Decor, who was on the transfers in. Mm-hmm. That was a club record £7 million signing. So they finished the league, qualified the Champions League, spent £7 million on Olivier Decor, club record signing. Immediately after that, as you said, Rio Ferdinand joins for like £18 million.
Yeah, £18 million. And also joining is Mark Baduka, Dominic Matteo, Jacob Burns from Parramatta Power, Australian link there.
That is a horrendous photo of Jacob Burns warming
looks
up there.
Looks poorly.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like Roman Riquelme. Oh, we went to Sydney United, Parramatta Power, Leeds, Barnsley, Wisla Krakow, who I remember because I used to be a player on FM called Radoslav Kaluzhny. Yeah. He was a very good defensive.
Do you know what? I think you've butchered that, but I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
I think,
yeah. Radoslav. Radosh.
It was Kaluzhny for sure.
R A D O S L A W N with a weird accent. Y, I think.
So, yeah. So he's got an even worse picture. So, Poland national team, 11 goals in 41 appearances. Yeah. Wisla Krakow. By Leverkusen, play there. Energy Cottbus. Yeah, now 49. 6'3.5", big boy.
Yeah.
But back to the 2000-2001. They got some money in. They got rid of, though, they cashed in on Haaland to City. Not quite the 70-odd million to Haaland to go to City for now. 2.8. Robert Molinar. Name you remember?
Only for not doing very much at Leeds and Bradford.
You going Bradford? Is it centre-back? Yeah, it's centre-back, yeah. Didn't even manage. We talked about him being a manager, didn't we, recently?
I seem to remember us talking about him. I can't remember if it was on a podcast or not, Robert Molinar.
That's inside Dave and I's conversations.
Not sure. Interestingly, though, Darren Huckabee sold for £3.4 million. They only made £400,000 profit in a year. Are we talking release fee? Do we think Man City have paid some sort of release fee there?
Release fees a thing? They loaned in Robbie Keane from Inter Milan at this point and then signed him permanently at the end of the year for £12 million. Yeah. And so let's have a look at their Champions League run, though. That's going to be where the excitement is. So we have qualifying 1860 Munich, only won 1860.
Yeah.
We have a group stage to begin with. So we have losing 4-0 to Leeds, bang, straight in there. Rivaldo, De Boer, couple from Cliver. No shame in that, I think. beat AC Milan 1-0. Lee Bowyer getting an 89th minute winner. That's got to be some scenes, some limbs at Elland Road there.
Yeah.
Then again, 6-0 win over Besiktas. Bowyer 2. Viduka, Matteo, Bakker and Huckabee. Bakkerbee.
That sounds like an amazing player, Bakkerbee.
And then they go on to draw the remaining three group games. But then this is a time we had two group stages. So they went on to then a group with Real Madrid. Again, losing that opening one. No shame. Fernando Hierro, Raul getting the goals. No shame at all. Lazio, 1-0 win away at Lazio. Alan Smith, 2-1 win home win against Anderlecht. Ian Hart, Lee Bowyer. Ian Hart probably with a really lovely whipped free kick. beating Anderlecht away 4-1. Koller scoring. Is that Jan Koller scoring for Anderlecht? Never quite sure where his club
football is.
Jan Koller of Anderlecht, Borussia Dortmund, Monaco. Yeah, and 91 appearances of Czech Republic. 91 appearances of Czech Republic, 55 goals. He has more goals than anybody in the history of England does for their country.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to do with that stat. It's impressive, isn't it?
It is impressive, yeah.
So, but I can very much remember the Czech Republic at Euro tournaments, not so much in World Cups, but in Euro tournaments, literally their thing was just chuck it in the box. Give it to, like, Thomas Rosicki, chuck it in the box. That's what it was.
So demeaning of the talents of the Czech nation. Sorry. Nation Day.
Sorry, Czech people.
Then final penultimate group stage game, again a loss in the Bernabeu. Real Madrid with Raul getting a couple, Figo getting another. And then a 3-3 draw with Lazio. Who's scoring for Lazio here? It's going to be
Mihailovic getting two. One in the 90th.
Mihailovic, yeah. Oh, the last minute equaliser, late equaliser. After Lazio gone 1-2, 2-1, and 3-2. Then we get quarterfinals. We've got Deportivo La Coruña, a favourite of the pod. Million names. Hart, Smith, Ferdinand. 3-0 win, home, bam. Basically, just let the second leg happen. Jaumenia. Oh,
yeah. What a player. Yeah. On Champ Manager, he was absolutely phenomenal, Jaumenia. Yeah.
Technically beautiful. And Diego Tristan getting a couple, but not enough. They probably had to weather a bit of a storm. They're through to the semi-finals again. Semi-finals of cup competitions in Europe. How's this one going to go?
They lost.
Draw at home, lose 3-0 away. Victor Sanchez? Who's that going to be? Juan Sanchez Moreno? Who is that guy? Juan Sanchez. Don't know you. He only played... Oh, no, sorry. He had two stints at Valencia. I'm going to say he only played 17 times, but he had a couple of stints at Valencia. 125 in a second. One cap for Spain.
Nice. And Gazziaki Mendieta.
Oh, that's definitely hammered that name. Yeah. Gazziaki.
Gazziaki. How do you pronounce it?
Gazziaki. Geica?
Got a Z in it, mate.
Oh, not every letter needs to be pronounced. Thanks for being to learn about
Geiske. Geiske, wouldn't it? Geiske Mentieta.
You've got to be quick about this. Geica. Who spent the next 10 minutes?
Okay, all right. Mendieta scored.
Mendieta, who had a really poor stint in English football with Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
Probably literally gone from Valencia, Lazio, Barcelona, Borough. And I don't know. Maybe expect too much of players. Big transfer fees. Well, I'm pretty sure his Lazio one was, 47.7 million.
Cool.
Lazio paid for him.
Yeah, that is big. Was this the era of Gary Kelly and Ian Hart, who are related?
Oh, yeah, they've always been related, so it's definitely...
that's true. Yeah. Uncle, was it? Gary Kelly was his uncle.
Yeah, Gary Kelly was Ian Hart's uncle. So, yeah, squad at the time. Now we've got Nigel Martin. Their side's going to be basically Nigel Martin goal, Gary Kelly right back, Ian Hart left back, Radebe, Woodgate, Ferdinand, Matteo is kind of the centre backs of choice. You know, Dacour, Bowie, it's going to be centre, maybe Batty kind of rotating in midfield. Harry Kewell on the left, maybe Bowie on the right. He sometimes played on the right hand side. And then you've got Viduka, Robbie Keane, Alan Smith operating up front.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Not a bad side. But it's a side that got them to the semi-finals of the Champions League and unfortunately got them fourth in the league. So again, somewhat banking, this is what Peter Risdale was doing, he was banking on Champions League football, taking out loans to spend early, prospectively. They didn't get it. Shit. So we go to the next season. Where they really, going, okay, Peter Risdale's probably having some sweaty nights, some sleepless nights here going, oh, come on, get us third place. What do I do? Finish fifth.
Yeah. One of the stats I think we missed out, Josh, about this is average home league attendance. They were very much lower than all the other clubs that were getting Champions League football. It's around 39,000 across these seasons of Champions League attendance. So they're not getting huge gate receipts for this new Champions League football, so it did depend, like you were saying, on loans and stuff and making sure they kept on getting the Champions League, which they didn't. But what happened in 01-02 for Leeds?
So 01-02 we have Robbie Fowler and Seth Johnson joined. I always remember the story about Seth Johnson. He was at Derby County,
yeah,
and they didn't have a salary in mind they were going to give him, and they just completely blew out of the water with the first offer.
Yeah, I think it was the agent and Seth Johnson were having a chat to be like, look, I think we can push them for like 32 grand a week or something. And Seth Johnson was like, yeah, I think that should be all right. And then they went in and Ridsdale's offer was something like 56,000 a week. And the agent was like, oh, well, no, I don't think that's very acceptable. And they started pushing them up from Ridsdale's original. Yeah, it's just bonkers. Absolutely bonkers.
Seth Johnson. What are you remembering about Seth Johnson? Left-footed, looked like he was a criminal.
Left-footed, bald, signed from Derby, quite aggressive.
Yeah.
I think he had a good tackle on him, but I think he looked aggressive.
I think he was, yeah. He had a fair touch, and there's nothing special.
He was very highly rated.
One cap, yeah.
At Derby.
One cap for England.
Yeah.
His knee injury finished his career at age of 28. So he went Crewe Alexander, Derby, Leeds, Derby, one England cap. But yeah, at that point, yeah, you're signing Robbie Fowler, who was never really the same after his knee injury a few seasons before Liverpool, was he?
No, and it's a bit sort of criminal maybe to think they've paid £1 million less than what they say sold Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank for to Atletico Madrid when you compare the two strikers at this sort of era.
Yeah. But players out, they've maintained it basically. They're going, we're not getting rid of anyone yet. Let's push for the league this year. You're in the UEFA Cup. We've had a good run in Europe the last two seasons. They finished fourth, third, fourth, so let's go for it. They end up finishing fifth in the league and knocked out the UEFA Cup in the fourth round to PSV. So they'd had a few, beating Maritimo, beating Troyes, beating Grasshoppers. But PSV with a Jan Venegor of Hessling 90th minute goal sends them out at Elland Road.
I've just had a quick look at the Premier League table, Josh, of that year. And games lost, Arsenal won it, losing 3. Liverpool came second, losing 6. Man United came third, losing 9. Newcastle came fourth, losing 9. Leeds came fifth, losing 8, but drawing 12 games. Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of draws there. One all nil-nils have got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 nil-nils. And you look at that start to the season, you're kind of 11 games in, and you've drawn 5 of them, 3 of them nil-nil. You think you've got that goal scorer, could, prod that ball home, you'd have a riled laugh, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. So, but they still had Mark Viduka, Robbie Keane.
Mark Viduka ends up with 17 goals in the league, so it's not a poor return.
Yeah, Alan Smith was still there as well. Harpal Singh, can you remember him?
I do remember Harpal Singh, yeah. Harpal
Singh, he was there, come through. Leeds, loans at Bury, Bristol City, Bradford City, Bury, signed for Stockport, Sligo Rovers, Bohemians and Dundalk. And was the first Indian player signed to professional contracts in the Premier League, I think. Indian Heritage player signed to the Premier League, if I remember rightly. Nice. Yeah, and was very good on Champ Manager 102. Turned into a very good player. Champ Manager 102.
And looking at Leeds, I reckon Spurs probably had a bit of a role to play here. So a 33rd game of the season, they lose to Spurs. Stephen Everson and Terry Sheringham getting the goals. And lose to Fulham in a penultimate game with Steve Malbronk, another ex-Spurs player, scoring the goal there.
Nice.
Must have had a decent defensive record overall, it seems, because... Yeah, 37. Only 37 goals conceded. It's pretty good. A lot of nil-nils and 1-0, 2-0 wins. But yeah, it's about Dial, isn't it? Shifting that dial, being a bit more expansive and getting those goals. But that is the end of the 01-02 season and the beginning of the end. So David O'Leary leaves at the end of that season, and always not good in the world financially. So you can just tell working with transfers. So we have players in. But just under $3 million, Nick Barmby and Paul Oakham on a free transfer. Players out. $30 million for Rio Ferdinand, $7 million for Robbie Keane, so we're taking a bath from that one. Lee Bowie of $300K. Ooh. Jonathan Woodgate $9 million. Robbie Fowler $6 million.
Yeah.
And loaned in. Oh my goodness, I remember these two players. Teddy Lukic and Raul Bravo.
See, I remember Teddy Lukic, but I don't remember Raul Bravo.
Raul Bravo, bald left. Centre-back, left-back, really wasn't very good. Kind of looked all action, but was just a bit clumsy overall, I'd say. Just behind Roberto Carlos at Real Madrid.
Was it tough? Was it harsh on David O'Leary to get sacked, finishing fifth at the end of the season?
I don't know, part of it, I think, are you really that fussed? Because you probably have some sight of the financial... predicament to come, and you're like, well, let's just to get out now and get to Aston Villa. But yeah, you know, Terry Venables takes over and was promised that these players wouldn't be sold, and they were. But we have a 15th place finish, and we have UEFA Cup football that season. Then it just only takes one more season with a Peter Reid, Eddie Gray. Peter Reid started it, Eddie Gray finished it. But again, the players you're being brought in there, do you remember these players? We've got Roque Jr. coming in.
Remember him? He was actually really good, wasn't he, before Leeds? Or everyone thought.
I think that's the problem. It's like, oh yeah, what's up? He should be all right. But then, it's from Rio Ferdinand and Jonathan Woodgate to Roque Jr. is a bit of a... And Jody Morris. But these players are being brought in on loans, by the way. So only they in this 03-04 season, they signed Jody Morris on a free and every other transfer is a loan. So Didier Domi, loan. Levine Sacco, loan. Jermaine Pennant, 2 month loan, then moved to a season. Salomon Alembi, the left footed centre mid. Rocky Jr., Stephen Caldwell. So, but then outwards, you've got Nigel Martin gone. You've got Jody Morris at the end of the season gone. Paul Ocon gone. Dacor. It's just.
Harry Kewell. Harry Kewell for £5 million.
And he didn't even do well at Liverpool, did he?
No, not really. Got injured. Got injured in the Champions League final so that Schmeichel could come on and change the game.
Schmeichel, Haman, the game changer. But Viduka's still there. 12 goals for him. He is stuck with him through that period. But I think you're seeing younger players come through, aren't you? This is Aaron Lennon's starting to get some game time. Obviously, Paul Robinson appears. Paul Robinson appears and scores.
Oh, yeah.
He scores for Leeds as well as Tottenham. He scored 2 Premier League goals. Oh, it's total. Maybe he scored in another competition.
He scored in the League Cup.
He's got 2 goals in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. That's quite impressive.
That is, for a goalkeeper. Interesting, the two goalkeepers that Leeds had. Paul Robinson and Scott Carson.
Oh, Scott Carson. I didn't remember that.
And that would be young Scott Carson, number 40.
Yeah, Scott Carson was a year... He's only a year older than us, Dave.
No, oh my God, that's depressing.
Yeah. I think it's only about 3 or 4 players in the Premier League who are older than us have made appearances this season, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. James Milner comes through.
A young James Milner, again, promised he wouldn't be sold. He gets sold at the end of the season.
Oh, Cyril Chapuisat is a name I recognise.
Chapuis.
Yeah. Chapuisat was the Swiss striker, wasn't he?
Yes.
Cyril Chapuis. Wow, he did nothing. How do I even recognise him?
It sure isn't just Chapuisat, you remember.
It might be.
It's got to be a pretty bleak time overall as a... youth team, Fabian Delph there and Danny Rose, Johnny Howson, 3 players who went on to have... So there's 4 players listed in this youth team. Ben Parker, Danny Rose, Fabian Delph, Johnny Howson. So Johnny Howson obviously had a really good career with Leeds and Norwich and I think Middlesbrough played for a bit. Fabian Delph, obviously Man City, Aston Villa, Danny Rose... one of the best left-backs in the league during his time at Tottenham. Ben Parker. Were you chuckling at that? He was one of the best left-backs in the league.
You're saying Danny Rose was one of the best left-backs in the league when he played for Tottenham?
100%. There's a 2-3-year period where he was immense. Him with Kyle Walker under Pochettino, no doubt about it, he was top 3 left-backs in the league. Pushing for top spot. He was fantastic.
Okay.
that's the sort of man going... Can't bother to argue with this man today.
Yeah, not arguing with him today about that.
Ben Parker went on to play for Leeds, Bradford, Guiseley, Harrogate Town, and England youth caps.
Guiseley, yeah.
Yeah, I struggled today. Words are difficult, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, left back. Probably Dan Rose probably just put him to the sword there and never got a look in.
And then they just sort of.
And then it is relegation.
Yeah.
Three seasons in the Championship, 3 seasons in League One, and then another, 10 seasons in the Championship, and then just a couple of seasons ago, Marcelo Bielsa recovering and bringing them to the league. And again, fighting for that Premier League survival now. And think they'll survive? Hope they'll survive? What's your thoughts?
I'd like them to survive. As I said before, I don't really have animosity towards Leeds. I quite liked Jesse March's attitude when he was there. Are they even? Have they not appointed a?
Yeah, it's Javi Gracia, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Javi Gracia, yeah. Well, I don't know how you managed to get the job, but, like, yeah, oh, I'm just... I don't know about Leeds. I'd like them to stay, I think. I'd like them to stay because there's three teams I have more animosity for that I'd rather go down. So
yeah, and I like the history that Leeds have and the fan base, the kind of good stadium, where it needs in dire need of some investment. Yeah, I like to see Leeds. I see them as a Premier League club, which I'd like them to maintain that.
Yeah, very true.
But will they get back to these glory days, these European competitions, these, you know, challenging for the title?
It's really hard if you don't have the money, right? That's what we're seeing now. You've got to have money to be consistently challenging. Even Leicester, that did challenge and won the league, are potentially getting relegated this year. So
yeah, currently, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. But right, we'll end it there, Josh. So thank you very much for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed our Leeds/David O'Leary era podcast this week. It was a good one to chat about, actually. And we'll be back next week with another podcast. So keep an eye out for us on Twitter and Instagram at Wikipedia Wanderers. And you'll probably see Josh arguing with lots of people on Twitter about different conversations that I'm not even aware of until I get all the notifications. But for now, we'll see you in the next time. Cheers.